guys, so I'm back with a new episode for the month of November, and it's crazy how time is flying. Like, as I look deeper into the remaining of the month, I'm just like, wow, Black Friday is coming up, Thanksgiving is coming up, Christmas is coming up, and then before you know it, we'll be in January. And this has been a very, 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 how can I describe this year? This year was interesting. This year definitely was the year of revelation, I would say, when it comes from friends, coming from family, coming from work. Revelation, I would say, growth and discipline. And also, as I discussed before in my last podcast that I did last month, patience, you know, having patience with how things unfold in your life, because we may have plans, but the universe is going to hand us what we are ready for at the time. So don't ask for something that you're not ready for. And that's just a short message that I would like to say before I get into the topic of this episode, which will be on routine and what it means to have a routine life. And how would you define routine as far as it fulfilling your life and your life goals? And I think this is important to talk about, because a lot of time routine could be something that, you know, we're so accustomed to doing because it's a part of our everyday life, meaning what we do in each day that life brings us. When life, we wake up, being able to come into this life alive and being appreciative and grateful for waking up to see another day, because many aren't, with the crazy times we're experiencing in this world. What does your day look like? What happens in that day? And what does it mean to you? Do you feel like your life is a routine where it feels so routine that you feel like you're just moving along and not really feeling like any value, or feeling like you are making meaning of your day? Like, or is it becoming robotic? Or do you feel like, or do you feel like the routine of your life is something that you are comfortable with, something that you are happy with because it's fulfilling? And this was something that I thought about when I had a conversation with someone, and it came up about, like, okay, do you get bored with the routine? Does routine bore you, or do you feel like having a spontaneous life periodically makes you not get so bored with routine? Or do you feel like you need to have a continuous spontaneous life, meaning every day has to have some sort of spontaneous experience in order for you to feel like your life means something and not get bored with routine in your life and your daily life? And for me personally, I've always had, I'm a routine person, as far as being a Virgo, being the type of woman I am, my life has a structure. Every day is different, but every day is the same, if that makes sense. Meaning the type of career I have, you know, every day is different. I don't have that type of schedule where every day is the same. 9 to 5, you know, every single weekend off, you know, my schedule varies. I would say my routine is different, and I'm accustomed to my routine because it's been that way for most of my 20s, where I'm working a job with different hours. It's flexible with going to school, it's flexible with doing my coaching, it's flexible with other things. So it's not the typical sit in an office all day, you know, sit on a computer all day, and then, you know, though you're off every single weekend, you know, and have early Fridays, like a lot of jobs have, where you get off early on Fridays in the summer and, you know, get to enjoy the rest of your day. It's different. So I would say because my schedule is more chaotic than most people, and because what I'm currently doing is something that I'm transitioning out of into a more balanced, more routine, more organized schedule, it's not as fulfilling as it once was. So I would say my routine used to be something that made me feel fulfilled. It was something that I loved to do. It was what I knew to do. So it didn't feel like a routine to me because that was what I did in order to live my life, pay the bills, and do the other extracurricular activities that I would love to do outside of work. So it was just kind of like, it is what it is. As you get older, I feel like when you start transitioning to starting your own business or just wanting more meaning out of your life, you start to want to create a life that fulfills your needs, fulfills your routine, so it won't feel like a routine. And if it is sort of a routine, you're happy at least with doing it, meaning you're waking up feeling happy. It doesn't feel like work because it's what you're passionate about. It makes you money, but you're not pressed. You're comfortable, you're content, you're happy with your routine. And the spontaneous part of it is the fact that, you know, you're doing different things and you're finding different ways to create a stable, prosperous, abundant life for yourself. And routine becomes boring when it's something that you don't want to do with your life. So if you're waking up every single day doing the same thing that doesn't fulfill your happiness, and you are counting the hours, you're counting the minutes, you can't wait to get home, you can't wait to clock out, you can't wait to lock off the computer, whatever the end of your day looks like, you know, if you feel like that all the time, then that's when you know that that's not what you are meant to be doing. And a lot of times we are told, you know, just be grateful you have a job. You know, a lot of times we get caught up in routine because we feel like, okay, this is what pays the bills and this is what I have to do. And a lot of times that is the case because you don't want to be that person that doesn't have a backup plan. You don't want to be that person that quits your job or stop doing something, quit school, or just quit something because you feel like, you know, I'm not happy doing this. Sometimes, you know, you got to feed yourself, you know, you got to pay the bills. You have to deal with certain circumstances until the thing you've been manifesting comes to life, and that's when the patience part of it comes in. So you have to, you know, it's not a choice, especially if you don't have, you know, a bank account or a 401k or, you know, like something to feel comfortable. Because if you do have that, you know, is your circumstances are different. You can say, you know what, this is not what I want to do. I'm going to leave this job, start my own business, and use my savings that I have in order to allow me to be able to function for a couple of months until everything else manifests from my career that I'm able to focus on more. And then some people don't have those circumstances. So you come to think, okay, if this routine isn't fulfilling my happiness and it feels like pressure and it feels stressful and it gives me anxiety and I'm not happy, you have to think of what can you do to make your routine life more happier, where it doesn't feel like you're dreading the day to come, where you won't feel the negative energy, where you're not putting that negative energy, where you're not around negativity, you know? Because a lot of times we could be positive and set our intentions to be positive and have a positive day, you know, part of our routine, right? Wake up, meditate, or at night you meditate whenever you do that, or just preparing for your day before you go into the public, or if you're working from home, before you log on the computer and deal with other people, you know, your intentions is to be positive, right? But then you can have negative people or situations that will cause you to really think, like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, I didn't come, you know, I had just had a great weekend off. I didn't come to work on a Monday to be stressed out. Like, and that's why I hate Mondays, because I just, Mondays are the, Sunday is the beginning of the week, but then Monday is the actual start of the week where you, like, start working. If you're not, like, working in those type of weekend, sometimes jobs and stuff, you know, a lot of people have weekends off, so you come into Monday, and I just feel like, especially if you had a great weekend, you don't want to go into your Monday allowing someone to just, you know, take that happiness that you just, take that positive energy that you just experienced over your weekend or before you came to work, and take that from you so easily. Even when coming from vacation, you know, saying, you know what, I'm tired of the routine, you know, I'm going to take a vacation, I need to take some time off so I can change my scenery and come back feeling refreshed and anew and ready to just take on what's next, you know, until you're waiting patiently for the other things you would like to manifest happen, right? You don't, it's just a terrible feeling to have people take that away from you because of envy and jealousy or because of what they're going through that has nothing to do with you, and they are taking their anger out on you. And then naturally, if you're a person like me, you know, I feed off of energy. So if I had an amazing weekend, right, and I come into Monday and I come, and then as soon as I come, everyone is just being negative and just want to talk about how negative and all this negativity, I'm going to start feeling negative. Like, damn, like, I just was feeling so positive and you're just bringing the negativity out of me because you're being so negative. So you have to think of, what can you do to make that situation benefit you and not allow you to get consumed in someone else's negativity or a negative situation? Like, what can you do in your routine life where every day, you know, is not going to be perfect, and every day there's going to be someone or something that ticks you off, whether it's family, friends, co-worker, a boyfriend, or, you know, every day's not perfect, you know. Some days are go smooth and then a lot don't. So what can you do in the meantime to make your day a little bit easier? And what I try to do, because I've been working on this myself, is if I know that I'm in a good energy and I'm in a good mood, and I know, you know, you don't want to assume or just put the negativity out there and manifest it and attract those negative energies. But if that happens where, you know, you come into work and you start to see the negative scenarios play out, what can you do? And what I try to do is remove myself from those situations, you know, keep myself busy. If I find that there's a negative energy and aura around me, I'll take time away and consume myself into working and being positive and still not engaging and participating in the negative energy that is trying to attract itself to me, you know, because I feel like negative things that people do that attracts negativity to you is gossiping. Like, for example, gossiping, talking about people, same thing, you know, like engaging in just negative conversations, just gossiping, you know, gossiping is a form of negative energy to me. And, you know, no one's perfect. You're going to gossip here and there. But if you're always that person, or you always have people around you that's always negative and always talking about people negatively, it's just not a good vibe or situation to put yourself into, because it's like, why are you always the one that's being a negative Nancy? Why are you the one that's always talking about someone? Why are you the one that's always participating? And if you find that you get into situations where people are doing that, you have to speak up and say, you know what, that's not, you know, what I'm trying to do today. Like, let's move forward, let's focus on the bigger picture. And that's making what the priority of the day is a priority. getting through those hours that you have to work and then coming back home to focus on the extracurricular things and the things that are going to fulfill your dreams and your visions so that you can leave that shitty ass situation that you're in. If you are in a negative situation every single day, it drains your energy to the point where you won't be able to come home and pursue those things that you need to do. It could be the little things as cooking, practicing your self-care, catching up on just TV shows or anything, or just putting energy into the things you need to do in order to make your business grow, or in order to have a creative mindset to manifest the things that you need to do in order to elevate and grow, right? It won't happen if you're in a negative space. You cannot create from negative energy. You cannot create in a negative space. So if you find that you have all this negative energy attracting to you, it becomes something that continues to attract and attract and attract and becomes this routine, and you start to lose sight of the bigger picture. And you start to become bored and you start to become stagnant and you don't see growth because you're staying stuck into the same life. And that's why it's important to create our reality, you know, make our routine feel fulfilling and not forced or feel like work all the time. Because we are shifting our perspective and being open-minded and being more transparent and being more positive despite our circumstances. Because there's so many other things going on in your life when you think about it. So many things that you could be working on and putting your energy towards. Why participate in negative self-talk, negative gossip, and routine situations that are constantly happening? You have to think of, what can I do to make my day more spontaneous and more fulfilling and more different so that it just feels more of a peaceful situation until things start to shift for the better? We have to allow ourselves to surrender. And trust that the universe, and I say this all the time, the universe is working in our favor. If you are putting the intentions out there and you're going out in the world with purpose and you're going out in the world trying to do and have a better life and you're trying, the universe sees that and recognizes that and will reward you for all the hard work that you're paying for. And you may think that you went all the way from January to November and you still don't see a change, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It could happen right after you listen to this episode. It can happen tomorrow. It can happen the day after that. It can happen in December. And even if it happens in January, it's still going to happen. But you just have to make the best of your circumstances until those things happen. And if you find that you're bored with your life, you have to think of, why are you bored with your life? Why does every day feel the same? Why are you allowing every day to be the same? What can you do differently to make a change in your life so it doesn't feel so stressful, so routine, so boring, as you may say? Oh, I'm bored. I don't have anything to do. There's plenty to do. And even resting is a form of productivity. And I had to learn that too. Resting is productive. And you have to take that time out to listen to your body and trust your intuition to make those judgments. Like, today is the day that I'm going to lay down and rest and catch up on, you know, episodes on Netflix of things that I want to do because that is what my body is telling me to do. Life is not meant to be all work and no play and no fun. and your job, you are in that job that you're working, you know, you have a life outside of it. And that was something that I had to be reminded of too, is that there is life outside of working all the time. And you have to live it. You have to. If not, you will always be bored with it. Bored with your life. Bored with the routine. Stressed. Have anxiety. So after you listen to this episode, I want you to think of what can you do for the next day. If you're listening to this tonight, if you're listening to this in the morning, if you listen to this in that mid-afternoon, whichever point of the day where you hear this episode, think of what is something that you can do differently to improve for tomorrow. And I hope that this episode resonates with you guys, and I promise to continue to record. Be patient with me as I am being patient with myself and life as well. Love you guys. See you soon.